This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Another child in Colorado has died from the flu, according to the State Health Department. That marks six confirmed pediatric deaths in this year's viral respiratory season. The last time Colorado saw that many was over a decade ago in the 2014 season. A spokesperson with the Health Department says the sixth death was a middle school-aged child from the Denver area. The rising number of pediatric deaths comes during a particularly bad flu season, both in Colorado and nationally. A record number of women in Colorado left the workforce in 2025. The Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce says the reasons they give include burnout, caregiving demands, limited flexibility at work, and the rollback of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Simone Ross is the chamber's CEO.
Employers need to get back to the mindset that they had, 6 years ago, where we're talking about really looking at our workforce with a lens of intentionality, looking at what candidates are coming into the door, also looking at who's leaving your company and why are they leaving your company.
Ross says the number of women serving on publicly traded boards of directors also dropped last year. Denver Summit FC will make its much-anticipated debut in front of a home crowd on Saturday at noon at Empower Field at Mile High. The National Women's Soccer League team will play the Washington Spirit, a one-time champion and one-time runner-up. The Summit is coming off its first-ever win during a midweek game against Gotham FC. The team is hoping and expected to break the National Women's Soccer League attendance record with over 60,000 tickets sold. This is CPR News.